Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
Good Wednesday morning, September 10th. Right now, 11 degrees, sunshine, and a Humidex feeling in the upper 20s. The dollar trading over 72 cents. I'm Stacey Englehart. Quebec's premier is set to announce a major cabinet shuffle today. François Legault's Coalition Avenir party is lagging in the polls, and the next general election is just over a year away. The Legault government dealing with millions in lost money from a cost overrun scandal at the Auto Insurance Board and the demise of the Northvolt battery plant. Four senior ministers have announced they won't be back in the new cabinet. This might make you think twice about the safety of giant battery-powered vehicles after a school bus in Montreal caught fire. According to reports, it happened yesterday with five kids and the bus driver on board. Nobody was hurt. The electric school bus went up in flames. The cause is still not known. It happened in the city's Côte des Neiges neighborhood. The bus was fully torched. Logged into a government website last month, you may have been hacked. The federal government was hit by a cyber attack that accessed some email addresses and phone numbers from the CRA, Employment and Social Development Canada, and Canada Border Services. Government was told about the incident August 17th. We're only finding out now. They say a routine software update caused a vulnerability that allowed hackers to access info of anybody who used their authentication service between August 3rd and 15th. A suspect arrested in connection with drugging of at least six people at several festivals in Quebec, including Montreal, is already out on bail. According to information from police, the victims were injected when they were in the crowd, all felt a sharp sting and then felt dizzy. Quebec police arrested the man earlier this month, but was already released on a promise to appear in court. Light 106.7 Sports. Baseball last night. The Jays beat Houston 4-3 in 10 innings. That home series continues at 7 tonight. Canada beat Wales in the men's international soccer friendly. Canada was coming off a 3-0 win against Romania Friday. And the new NHL's collective bargaining agreement includes an emergency health care and wellness fund for alumni. It's the first time the sport has had such a source for retired players. Light 106.7 weather. Sunshine this afternoon, a high feeling in the upper 20s with Humidex, a few clouds, 14 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, 23. Right now, it's 13 degrees. From the Light 106.7 News Center, I'm Stacey Englehart.